My name is Eric Eisen. I'm from SoCast. I'm with a company that's based out of Toronto, Canada. I've come a long way to be here in Johannesburg, and I'm thrilled to be here, part of Radio Days Africa. It's my first one. I hope for a long-standing partnership in the future. But I want to thank Tim Zunkel for having me and inviting me down to speak here a couple times during the next few days. Hopefully you won't get sick of me after this session, so we'll make it a good one for you. You're about one-fifth the way through Radio Days, so congratulations. You've all done a great job. Give yourself a round of applause. That's a milestone. You're not sessioned out yet, but I imagine by the end of the day you will be. There are some awesome sessions. So hopefully this will be another one that you can talk about as you leave here. So radio is obviously going through tremendous interruption over the last few years, particularly with, a bunch of competition, non-traditional coming into the space, the ongoing movement towards the connected car, etc. But the news is good. I can tell you that from attending conferences all around the world over the last few years, a few years ago when I started, walking through the conference circuit, I could tell you that the mood with radio was rather somber and negative. It was flat is the new up sort of mentality. But I did sense this year, in some of the conferences in the United States, at the NAB conference and the Worldwide Radio Summit, for example, there was a lot more positivity. It seems like radio is turning the corner and ready to embrace the new frontier, the new digital age, and it's no longer being looked at as a potential offering, but rather as a necessity. And it seems like the vast majority of the industry is starting to embrace that. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about today, is what do you need in your digital toolkit? Why is it good to be ticked off? Meaning, what do you have to tick off on your checklist to make sure you are prepared to thrive over the coming years in the digital environment that is here to stay? So, first thing I want to do is just go over a few trends. Love technology. Pardon me? Give it one moment. Jan, are you here? Clicker. So it's fun when you prepare for these things, you'd expect that everything's just going to go perfectly, and then you bring in your presentation and you put it on somebody else's computer, and it changes your font from Calibri to Comic Sans Serif, and it made my presentation look like my four-year-old son had done it, but we fixed it. So I'll apologize in advance if there's some weird formatting going on. It looked a little bit different on my computer, but here we go. So first thing I want to do is just discuss some trends that are happening in today's world, specifically around digital. The number one trend is audience fragmentation, and that's a huge one. By the way, I did want to tell you, if anybody is taking notes, awesome, please do. If you want to take pictures, by all means. I will also be happy to email you this presentation at the end if you would like, to save you an aching wrist. So audience fragmentation. So right now, people are finding their music sources everywhere, all over the place. Radio is still a very strong source, as we know, because of its strength in being local and contextual and offering something that, the pure plays and Spotify can't. But nonetheless, your audience is going elsewhere for their music and their entertainment. For example, 85% of the youth are finding music on YouTube, as an example, just for one. It's not only limited to the pure plays, it's also within your own stream. People are looking to find your stream elsewhere. Mobile apps, for example. The mobile app revolution is significant. People are looking to find your stream outside of their traditional listening area. So more people are migrating to the mobile apps. For example, 42% have moved to mobile apps for their sports and news, and it's very consistent within radio as well. Another trend that we've noticed is advertisers are really looking to create much more personal experiences, interactive experiences, looking for means to activate your listeners right from the radio, and the best way to do that is through digital. So native advertising growth has grown astronomically and has proven to deliver far more engagement and conversion than just regular ad spots. And when put in tandem with traditional 30-second spots, you get significant growth in the activation rate, meaning people going to the cash register to buy something from an advertiser. Mobile advertising market share is going to grow considerably. That is a huge opportunity. Mobile apps, mobile web is going to grow about 12% over the next 3 years. The third one is local advertisers are starting to embrace this, and they understand that, you know, the new listener, the new audience is in digital, and local advertisers are not just looking for traditional 30-second spots anymore, they are looking for other ways to activate. So digital spending by local businesses is going to increase significantly in 2016, and in 2017, it's going to actually surpass television, digital will, as the number one ad spending placement within the industry. So radio will continue, spot buys will continue to decline slightly, but spend on digital will continue to grow, and many advertising partners will be looking for digital opportunities. And radio has begun to embrace that and looked for things beyond just the box ad, the banner ad. They're looking for creative ways to advertise and activate listeners. So what do you need in your digital checklist? What is important to have? Essentially, digital expands and enhances everything you do on air and does it online and in the mobile. It adds value to your ad partners. It enhances the audience experience. As I mentioned, the audience is no longer just turning on the radio in their vehicle and listening. They want to listen to you at work. They want to listen to you on their smartphones. They need to be able to find you, and you need to be everywhere. For your ad partners, they want to own their data. The best means to do that is through a membership or loyalty club, online, manage through your mobile app, manage through your website. Those are very critical pieces to be able to go to advertisers and add value to what they're traditionally buying. So what are some of the common traits that organizations that are driving great results in digitals have? We've broken it down into what we call the four P's, and this is a great framework to take away and look at your organization, your radio station, or your entire network, and look at these four areas to make sure that your team and your organization has embraced digital holistically. You have to look at the people involved, what processes you have implemented to make sure that that digital is infused within that, what policies are in place to make sure that your team is permeating this philosophy of digital and engaging with your audience through digital. And of course, you need the tools and platform to make sure that you can have control over this digital environment. You all already do a phenomenal job producing content on air. It's now time to expand it over into the digital space. So let's talk about these a little bit more in detail. We'll work through the checklist. And the first one we're going to look at is people. So it is very important that everybody in the organization buys into the importance of digital, and this comes from the top down. You have to make sure that it's a part of the daily routine. Ongoing training is essential. Conferences like this, conferences elsewhere, bringing in some training talent for both sales and for engagement for your on-air staff, for anybody who's really responsible for content authorship, it is very essential that they're receiving ongoing training about the latest trends, what's changing, what are the new tools, what does your audience actually want. You need to be able to assess what is good digital and what isn't good digital. What is a good social media post? What is a good integrated ad campaign for an advertiser? And you need to know how that will be executed and what that looks like. And it's definitely okay to not fear failure. One of the best things about digital is we are in a stage where you can try new things and change it very, very quickly. So being agile is also very important. You need people who are, again, willing to try different things in the digital space. And you need an organization that fosters that allows people to push ideas up the chain to say, we want to try something new on digital. We want to try a new promotion or event or we want to go out and sell this type of ad campaign to our advertising partners and focus on a specific industry to get their buy-in, and try of those things. So you need to constantly be agile. And I think one of the most essential things is that you're actually measuring this, because people are motivated by, you know, KPIs, they're motivated by having targets and goals. These need to be formalized within your organization so your team is motivated to work towards them. Process is the second element or pillar of the four Ps. It's very important that digital opportunities are evaluated on all fronts. So it really has to go across. It has to go across the entire organization. You have to look at it from a sales element, from a sales side. You have to look at it from a content production side and a programming side. Really, it is essential to look at it holistically across the entire organization. Making sure people understand what the workflow is for creating new content, what needs to be included in a social post or a blog post or a news story. How do we write great news content? And there's a lot of great sessions here that'll be dedicated to some of that. You want to make sure everybody is active. The more people that are active socially and online, producing blogs and news content, the better. And it's also a great way using digital to get your audience to contribute news stories with some user-based audience-submitted content as well. You need to make sure that your sales team is outfitted with all of the tools they need, rate cards, specs, details on a promotion. And again, it's not just selling box and banner ads. It's thinking of a bigger integrated campaign where there may be an event, a sponsorship, a contest, a blog series, inviting people in, one of your local advertisers in to speak for a 2-minute interview on air to give them content time and go above and beyond what is done traditionally for them. But your salespeople need to know how to sell digital, and that's critical, and they need the tools to do that. And then, of course, back to the metrics and the measurement. You need to report on the successes your team is having, and make sure that they are communicated regularly to the team so they know where they stand in terms of revenue and ad dollars, in terms of engagement numbers. There is a variety of criteria, and I'll show you some of the benchmarks that you can all strive for in just a few minutes. The policy. Internally, you need to make sure there is a social media policy in place so people know how frequently they are to post and what type of content they are to post and what that content should look like. Your listener and advertiser requests should be routed and handled immediately. Digital is a great way to get new leads for your sales team. It's a great way to interact, as we've mentioned, with your audience one-to-one. It's no longer about having them call in. They can now tweet to you, SMS to you. They can have one-on-one conversations if you have a mobile app that allows for that capability. And it's very essential that you are actually responding and engaging with your audience as they're interacting with you. Staff performance and metrics should be assessed and part of compensation, particularly on the sales side. And again, you need somebody in place who's sort of the man or the woman who can handle digital, manage the database for you, understands all of the security concerns around having personal security on your systems or on your network, and making sure that somebody is the captain of the digital realm. And again, that you have mechanisms to create innovation here. Be agile to try things, making sure that it's part of your team scrums or weekly meetings to ensure that people have a mechanism to share their ideas and get their ideas executed. Workshops are a great example. Doing a monthly digital workshop, one of our partners does every month, and they roll it out. They roll out different plans and different things every quarter. The last one is the platform. So you need to make sure you have the right tools in place to thrive digitally. You need to be active socially. You need to be active on the mobile side of things. Mobile web and mobile apps are both great tools to facilitate that. And of course, your online website should be a destination and considered a hub, not only to share your stream, but to share a lot of your content. There's no reason why they have to go to main news outlets. You can become that central hub. That is what radio has always been. Radio has been that central hub on air to go to get my local news, weather, traffic, sports, very contextual, why is it any different than it should than online? You need to have this going on actively online as well to mirror exactly what you're doing on air. It's essential. Digital is an extension of what you're doing on air, and there should be brand consistency within all of your messaging across that, and your platform needs to make that happen for you. You need to make sure that that all of the tools have some integration. It makes it very difficult. I hear frequently as a salesperson, one of the core objections is, we don't have time, we don't have bandwidth, we don't have the resources to manage digital. And I would say that, yeah, it's a new, you know, in the radio station, people wear a lot of hats. But if you have a good platform to manage all of this on, it will create efficiencies and workflows for you that will make it easy to publish content, make it easy to push out news and blogs and social media activity across entire platform, being across social, web, and mobile. Instead of working with one supplier that has a mobile app and another one that is your web supplier, why not have one that integrates so you can push content out with one button rather than having to go to two distinct platforms or backends? Business continuity plan should be in place. You're a 24/7 business in radio. Your listeners and audience are looking for you to be there 24/7. You need to make sure that you have stability within your platforms as well, and that they are constantly being updated, and that the software is stable. You want to make sure that your platform is open and flexible to innovation, that new things can be added on an ongoing basis. If you're dealing with one supplier, for example, who is a local web developer, and you're buying your websites, you're buying your web dev for one time, one fee, there is likely going to be future costs in upgrading that over time. You want to work with potentially a cloud-based software or a SaaS-based software that will do that innovation for you. And that will save you a lot of money, a lot of time. It will eliminate you having to use internal web resources to develop and constantly innovate, because that is time-consuming and costly. And lastly, you need to have control and ownership over all your digital assets. It should be easy to publish content. It should be easy to make changes to your website. It should be easy to change the color for a holiday on the background. Those things take time. If those workflows are built into your platform, you are going to save your team a ton of headache and a ton of energy, and they'll be far more engaged with digital than, you know, if it was a time-consuming, laborious experience. So those are really the four P's as we see it. How am I doing so far? Am I okay on time? See, I put, all right, I like that sign back there. That's good. So some key benchmarks that you guys can look at for strong performance. How do you measure yourself? How do you know if you're doing well digitally? Social referrals are more than 40% of your website traffic. Facebook has surpassed Google and organic search as a search tool across the world. So more people are finding news and content on Facebook and being transferred over to your, and are coming to your websites more than they are just through organic search now. That is very critical. It means you shouldn't be directing your news, people discovering your content to other people's sites. You should be directing them to your site. All of your web traffic, the more eyeballs on your sites, creates inventory for you. It creates value for your advertisers. It creates impressions on your ads, and that's obviously critical. So being active in social is the best mechanism to make that happen. Your membership database is growing by 20% a year. Debatable whether that's sustainable, but if you're in the early stages of developing your database and loyalty membership club, certainly growth at 20% year over year is possible and a great benchmark for you to strive for. Mobile apps are a phenomenal mechanism to grow your database. Obviously, websites and contesting and promotions are another great way to grow your database, and those are essential part of your revenue toolkit. Your bounce rate is less than 50%. So bounce rate is probably an underrated metric that flies under the radar. Essentially what that means is people come to your site, they view one page, and then they bounce. They leave. They don't check anything else out. There's great tools for content discovery that you can build into your website that keep the most popular, most viewed, most shared content front and center on your website and mobile apps over a, you know, an extended period, so that content is always front and center. This will help eliminate your bounce rate, and you again need a platform that will help you make that happen. Your staff is posting at least one time per hour on social media and blogging multiple times per day. So I often get asked a question about what is the right number of posts, how frequently should we be posting. This is probably your minimum benchmark here, but really, you know, it's about quality over quantity is what I want to say. If you're just going to post something, like I just posted that Radio Days won the best food for conferences, it's probably not that engaging unless I took a picture of the buffet and all of you eating it and people drooling. But unless it's quality, it's not really going to resonate with your audience. But the more posting you do, the more social referrals you're likely to get, the more opportunity you have for those. And digital revenue growing to greater than 6%. In the U.S. and North America, that is probably the benchmark people are striving for right now. Some of our partners have surpassed 10%. Some of our partners are at around 1%, 2%. But the idea is that they're starting to embrace it as a revenue opportunity rather than a cost center. And I'm speaking of digital. Digital no longer has to be a cost center. It can be a revenue center as well and is a great complement to what you do traditionally. There are a number of ways to grow digital revenue with non-traditional sales, starting making your radio station. There are a number of very prominent U.S. groups that are actually doing an advertising agency sort of format as well, where they're offering much more. They're offering to build local advertisers' websites, manage their social media, do integrated campaigns, and that's a phenomenal way to grow your revenue to this number and beyond. So what are the four, what are the key takeaways? Well, the 4P framework is an excellent framework to assess how you're currently doing and to develop a strategy for moving forward. It is really a holistic view of looking at all angles of your business. It is not unique to us, but it is one that we believe works very, very well and will help you grow considerably over time. With the limited resources you have, again, we understand that there are, you know, everybody's wearing a lot of hats and doing a lot of things, and the first goal is to produce great on-air content, which you're doing phenomenally. But in the digital, the best ways and the lowest hanging fruit are to, one, get your team involved in some social media engagement training. What are good posts? How frequently you should be posting? There are a number of organizations that support that, that, again, can do everything remotely. Generating original digital content with a focus on blogging. Blogging is often frowned upon. People think that they have to write long-winded articles. That's not the case. You could snap a picture of me, say, hey, that guy Eric Eisen from Canada is a great speaker. Post that with an image of me and get that out quickly. Do that with frequency. That would not get any engagement. Don't do it. But just a thought. You also have to have the well-defined advertising packages, and it has to think beyond the box ad and has to think beyond the 30-second spot. Again, to repeat, you want to do things like native advertising, having your advertisers post blogs on your website, doing site takeovers is a great way, having them have the whole site wrapped for 3 days, 7 days, a month. Those are effective ways to generate engagement for them and to generate dollars for you. And the opportunities are numerous. On Friday, I will be sharing 5 ideas on how to develop integrated campaigns that will generate revenue and engagement. So please come see me there if I haven't scared you away. And then again, I can't stress enough that you have to do regular executive reviews of the metrics. How are you doing digitally? You don't have to have hundreds of metrics. You need a simple scorecard. You need to build that scorecard, and you need to share that scorecard consistently with everyone across the organization. Again, the more people that touch digital and contribute to the digital experience, the more effective your organization will be within that realm. I find that some of the best ideas come for integrated ad campaigns is from your on-air talent, because they have great ideas on how to engage the audience above and beyond just over on the air. And, you know, that's a great source as well. So that really covers it for me. Before you go, again, I'll be speaking again at 10:55 on Friday, and we'll be discussing the digital dollar and looking at some ideas as to how you can boost your digital revenue, specific campaigns, and how you can boost engagement. If you want to download a digital checklist, you can go to socastdigital.com/digital checklist for radio. And again, I will be happy to send this to you. If you would like a copy of this, please come up and meet me after. Give me your card, and I'll be happy to send it out before the end of the conference on Friday. If you want to write it down, it's eric@socastdigital.com, and I'll be happy to send those out to you and appreciate it. And lastly, if anybody does want to, we are doing a little bit of a contest offering for you. Anybody who comes up and gives me their business card, we will be offering a complimentary building engagement training session with our client success team. It's valued at about $2,500. It's a program we do ongoing with a lot of our existing partners and has helped them yield great results, and we'll be giving one of those away. It would be equivalent to a four-hour training over two sessions for your for you and your team, however you'd like to divide it up. So we'll be doing that as well if anybody is interested in sharing their contact information. I thank you very, very much. Again, it's a pleasure to be here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Cool. Thank you, Eric. If there are any questions for Eric, please raise your hand. And I think maybe I want to ask you one. In the radio environment, do you get a lot of kickback from traditional radio when digital gets spoken about? Working in the programming space, very often when people start talking digital, you can almost see the programming people glaze their eyes, and it's almost like the salespeople don't know how to treat this space.
Yeah.
You know, so then they say, well, let's come up with a digital strategy. How do you go about convincing traditional radio people that digital needs to integrate into what they're doing?
That's a great question. So as I said earlier, I think that the industry is sort of primed for it right now. You know, when I started a few years back selling this product and marketing this product, people glazed over right away. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. It was a fad. And there are bells and whistles out there. There are tools out there that are, you know, the flavor of the month, if you will. But there's no denying that mobile apps and smartphones are here to stay. There's no denying that advertisers are looking for unique outlets to push their wares and push their brands. And it seems that that glaze is gone, I would say, more than ever this year. People are actually starting to embrace digital. And the way we go about convincing them is we have a variety of case studies and people who are actually putting it into action and seeing year over year growth.
Good. Any further questions from the room? Eric will be in the venue tomorrow during lunch just to talk through some of those things, and then again on Friday. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, guys. Great to meet you.